It's time for this morning's weather tidbits from Kenny, a senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR, coming to us on the phone on this day after Thanksgiving. Thank you, Kenny, for being here.
I'm happy to be here, and I should make sure all anyone who might be an employer of mine knows I'm doing this on my own time this morning, not charging the DNR for this.
Okay, so. Good. Yeah, keep those boundaries intact. But I'm glad you're here because we have had quite the warm-up this week, and there's just a little bit of snow left in Two Harbors. I wouldn't be surprised if it's gone by the end of today. And so those of us who are dreading winter are just breathing a sigh of relief, and those of us who really like that snow are kind of sad and wondering what's next. So I don't know which one you want to start with.
Well, and just out of curiosity, do tell, where does the host of this show fall on that spectrum? Or embrace of winter?
Oh, embrace for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just sitting here hoping you're going to tell us that I saw a little few flakes up coming up next week, and I don't know if that's serious or not.
Yeah, so, and I can tell you, I'm generally with you. I love winter. I feel like it's just good for us in a bunch of ways that people who don't love it, they really resent me saying. But this would be a year where, for reasons having to do with managing ice around our home, I actually am okay if winter this year just takes it a little easy, you know?
Yeah.
If it were to go a little easy, kind of let me do some catching up with some landscaping stuff, trying to divert the flow of water. That would be great.
You wouldn't mind that. Well, that's fair enough. I'm glad you made that personal little disclaimer. We all do have our own self-interest at some level. So there you go.
But, you know, nothing calms the nerves for me like a fresh blanket of snow. I mean, morning after a big snowfall, it's just wonderful.
I know. And it's the one time everyone stops, and we're all allowed to stop. And I think they've even declared the, at least in our school districts, snow days will continue to be snow days. No online school. It's just we all get to pause.
Yeah, so it is. You are right, though. It's warm. I've been surprised to see temperatures. This is a little surprising. We talked last Friday and I thought, you know, there's no way the North Shore is going to go into the 40s. So I kind of hedged against how much snow melt was going to happen.
Because
you already had a good blanket of snow, especially just up the, you know, go up the hills and there was a foot or more snow on the ground. And so it just didn't seem feasible. But, you know, the forecast this weekend is you're going to stay above freezing.
Yeah.
I mean, from this morning right through, pretty early on Sunday. I mean, and you might not even in town, might not even get below freezing.
Yeah.
Saturday night. So that should take care of any small accumulations that are left. And yeah, what I've been seeing is honestly the pattern for the next 1 to 2 weeks is starting to look like what we've had for the last 1 to 2 weeks.
Okay.
It's not particularly decisive. And I would say, if anything, our weather has been pretty indecisive recently. I mean, look, we're warm now. We were pretty cold just a week ago, and a half ago. And we got, you know, there was some snow for everyone, but it wasn't one of those memorable snowstorms, except for that, you know, that one little area up in Cook County and up near Finland where they got much heavier snow because of the lake enhancement. What we're seeing is, you know, there've been a couple weather systems on the charts that are kind of flirting with us. Like, oh, kind of playing like loves me, loves me not with our sense of the future and in the region. Like, okay, maybe a snowstorm emerging Tuesday, Wednesday over, you know, that could potentially affect northeastern Minnesota. I give it like a 50% chance. And then if it were to occur, maybe another 50% chance that it actually produces a lasting snowpack. So it has the potential to be actually a really decent snowfall. It's just, we have not yet had any consistency from the forecast models that try and help us understand these things. So some of them have the same system never really materializing or pulling out into, you know, maybe eastern Wisconsin or Illinois. And then other different models that are run at different institutes show the thing hitting Minnesota pretty square and a good blanket of 3 to 6, or maybe even 4 to 8, maybe even 5 to 10 inches. So when you kind of blur your eyes, the Weather Service sort of seems to agree. They'll say, yeah, you know, chance for snow, but they're not committing to anything yet. But that would be the middle of the week. And if a snowfall like that does emerge, if we actually do get the blanket of snow, then we will probably plunge into the cold again. Hmm. Because cold tends to follow those types of systems. There's some signs on the models that, you know, there's a reinforcement that could be waiting, but it's, I hate to be mealy-mouthed about it, but it's kind of contingent on having a snowstorm or similar type system come through with those tight, you know, that tight circulation around the low pressure that pulls in air from the northwest, and that's when you really get cold, and it's especially enhanced after a snowfall. So we kind of have a series of if-then statements.
Okay.
But when you blur your eyes, all you see through, really through next week is, you know, temperatures. This is kind of the most likely if you take the middle. If you take the middle of all of the scenarios, you're going to have an incredibly warm weekend. That's for sure.
Okay.
You're going to start the week off warm with at least warm days and then maybe freezing at night and then warm days. But then the temperature is going to drop probably after Tuesday into Wednesday. And then we're just into, you know, like 20s for highs and teens for lows and maybe a little colder in the low-lying areas. And again, that's the middle. That's sort of what the Weather Service is seeing, and that's what I'm seeing too, if you just kind of blur your eyes and take everything in. But then I would say there's a potential on that to get no snow, and there's also a potential in there to get a fairly heavy snow with a stronger enhancement of cold air coming sometime the second half of next week. So I'd say all eyes are on Wednesday. That's one if you've got travel plans or if you're planning on, you know, doing something far away. Just kind of keep an eye on it. It's not yet Tuesday, Wednesday. It's not yet guaranteed, so I wouldn't be changing plans. I would just keep an eye on it.
Okay, so Wednesday's the day to watch. And sounds like the same force that will bring snow, if it brings it, will also bring the cold air. So we're likely to go one direction or another. But like you say, so far we just got to look at the general picture and not get our hopes up either way, it sounds like.
Yeah, you know, early winter in Minnesota can be like that too, right? I mean, when we think of winter, it's, you know, it's this long season, and over the season, you're going to get a big pile of snow and you're going to have some really cold days. But at any given week, the behavior isn't guaranteed, right? And so this is, and especially early and late in the season where, you know, if there's no snow cover on the ground, then you can get into the 40s pretty easily, we're finding out, especially as the snow's melting.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, in the middle of winter, if there is snow on the ground, it's almost impossible to get into the 40s in northern Minnesota. So, yeah, it makes a big difference.
Yeah. Well, we have had a really nice Thanksgiving week, I'll say that. And there's lots of people outside, and there's been some sun, too. So really no complaints. So far, anytime you see sun in November, I think we should be glad of that. And I guess we'll just check in with you again next week to see what direction this went and what we see next.
Yeah, excellent. Well, have a good long weekend, everybody, and you know, enjoy the warm weather. It is, you know, I don't know how many more of these we're going to get, so definitely make the best of it.
Sounds good. All right, thank you so much, Kenny. You take care.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Katya. We'll see you.
That was Kenny Blumenfeld, Senior Climatologist with the Minnesota DNR.